The future of reporting now.
This is Concordia News Radio.
Morning. It's currently minus 11 degrees at Loyola campus of Concordia University. I'm Kayla Melo-Costa. Here are today's headlines. Reaction to the slap heard around the world. Montreal's new measures to combat climate change. Mental health costing workers and employers. Actor Will Smith smacked comedian Chris Rock in the face at the Oscars last night after Rock made a joke about his wife. The slap first seemed staged, but ended up being extremely real. Matthew Skelhorn gathered a different reaction this morning.
Wow, dude.
Yeah.
It was a G.I. Jane joke.
Keep my wife's name out your
I'm going to, okay?
Will Smith yelled that twice to Chris Rock moments after hitting him, in front of millions of viewers. Smith's slap caught so much attention. On the streets of NDG in Montreal, people were not impressed.
I don't know, I thought it was a little bit of an overreaction to the joke. I didn't think it was...
Amarez makes jokes for a living and also believes it sets a bad precedent for comedians.
I don't think he should have. I think that's a wrong thing. You shouldn't slap comedians. Please write that down. I think it's very important.
Rez went on to say that comedians are taking more risks on stage. However, MTL Comedy Club owner Sid Cooler says that comedians can't say anything they want.
So yeah, now it's like not going back the other way, and we have to actually address it and tell comedians, hey, listen, don't think that anything goes. You still have to, you know, walk the line.
The police is not investigating any further. Chris Rock decided not to press any charges. Matthew Skelhorn, Concordia News, Montreal.
Over the weekend, the Mohawk community of Kahnawake voted to remove the remains of a priest who is now facing sexual abuse allegations. The allegations began last summer when several Kahnawake residents came forward, claiming that Reverend Leon Lajoie had abused them. On Saturday, the Mohawk Council of Kahnawake shared the results of the votes, indicating that out of 420 people that voted, 223 people were in favor of removing Lajoie's remains versus 195 against. Reverend Lajoie was buried on the grounds of St. Francis Xavier Catholic Church 23 years ago. He will now be moved to the Jesuits' gravesite in Saint-Jérôme, Quebec. The City of Montreal is upping its fight against climate change. The government granted the City of Montreal a large sum to help with this. Adriana Gentile is live at Maison du Développement Durable, where the press conference just wrapped up. Adriana, how much money is being invested in this project?
In order to help with the city's fight against climate change, the government of Quebec is granting the City of Montreal $117 million. This is part of the 2022-2023 budget. This will contribute to having a greener economy and will help to intensify the city's 2020-2030 climate plan. Mayor Valérie Plante was present at the conference, and here's what she had to say about the investment.
This money coming from the government of Quebec is supporting the City of Montreal, while we are also, the city is investing itself a lot of money over the next 10 years. So we're able to reach our goal of reducing by 55% our green gas, our emissions.
What were some of the measures announced?
There were three main measures announced. The goal is to electrify the modes of transportation, replacing fossil fuels in municipal buildings with renewable energy, and preventing the risk linked to climate change for citizens by planting trees, implementing water squares, and making the city greener. They also hope to increase the amount of electric vehicles on the road and want to install public charging stations. Minister of the Environment and the Fight Against Climate Change, Mr. Benoit Charest, was present, and here is what he had to say about the city's plan.
To see this new collaboration, these new opportunities, it's only good news for Montreal, but for Quebec also.
Montreal isn't the only place aiming to make a change. Other provinces are also taking a stand.
Yes, that's right. The Union of Quebec Municipalities put out a guide for municipalities titled Adapting to the Climate Change Through Regulations. The guide was put together by specialists in the field. Its goal is to to support municipalities and encourage them to take the necessary actions to adapt their environment. Examples include reducing greenhouse gas emissions and reducing pollution. The union believes that this guide is an innovative solution and will help in the fight against climate change.
Thanks, Adriana. The future of Montreal is in your hands. There will be a citywide discussion to help develop urban planning throughout Montreal. The process will take place throughout 2022. Here is Daniel Scheer with the story.
In 2021, the Montreal City Council put forth a document outlining their territorial vision for the City of Montreal. Throughout 2022, information will be made available to the public. Caroline Gosselin, a media and event specialist, weighed in on the process.
Selection 2050 is a big consultation about everything that people want to see in their city in 2050.
There will be public discussions on land and planning issues in which citizens will be able to voice their opinions and concerns. According to political commentator Rob Frank, public opinions are extremely important.
It's absolutely essential that the public be involved and not have civil servants and elected officials making decisions in a vacuum about what is going to shape the future of the city.
April 5th will be the official date for the public information session. Daniel Scheer, Concordia News, Montreal.
Quebec could be headed towards a potential sixth wave, according to Quebec's public health director, Dr. Luc Beaulieu. At a news conference on Sunday, Beaulieu did confirm that the number of cases and hospitalizations are on the rise in Quebec. However, he says it is too soon to call it a sixth wave. The spike in cases driven by the Omicron variant, BA.2, is said to be more contagious than the original Omicron virus. In less than a week, there has been a report of 8,600 healthcare workers absent due to illness, most likely caused by COVID-19. As of right now, there are no plans to reinstate health measures, but they will wait until mid-April to see if mask mandates will remain. We have all been taking care of our health by protecting ourselves against COVID-19, but have we forgotten our mental health? The number of days missed by workers increased and not due to the actual virus. Alexandre Tadeo joins us in the studio with the details. Alexandre, how is the virus impacting our lives in this way?
As we are now seeing the end of the health measures, there is now a division made between workers. We have the ones that are happy to go back to the office, but we also have the ones who are feeling not great about it. According to Manulife Wellness report, researchers are now seeing the impact of the multiple lockdowns we had on the human's mental health. The average of missed days is at 41.2 days per year. Those are not vacation days.
Wasn't being home with our family a great thing?
That depends who you are talking to. In some cases, it brings families together, but in other cases, it created tensions, accumulating the stress of going back to the office, and the tensions at home creates the missing days that we are seeing. Heidi Malo, a sports mental health therapist, also believed that not practicing sports impacts a lot of the mental health, and locking down people together 24/7 wasn't a good mix.
But I'm sure that for many people in general, being at home 24/7 is definitely harder and could have strained relationships and created a lot of tension in the home.
What can we do to protect our mental health?
There are many things possible. Workers need to feel that they are moving forward in their careers. The companies have to take in consideration the mental situation if they want to recover from those past 2 years. The human being needs to have a feeling of satisfaction. Our mind always needs to be active, especially if we are doing nothing at home. Louis Bédard, a life coach, believes we need a plan in life.
And when if you have bad thoughts and thinking too much, the best way to not thinking too much is to keep yourself busy and to have stuff to do and to have a plan.
The hybrid working environment some companies are offering will certainly help overcome a part of the mental health problems workers have, but it is apparently a lot of work to do.
Thanks, Alexandre. Senior citizens in Quebec have been forced from their homes over the last year due to high inflation and lack of nursing staff. Since January 2021, at least 150 private residences for senior citizens have closed their doors, resulting in the loss of 1,963 accommodation places. There have been even more closures over the next 6 months. The association representing the residential homes anticipates that residents will have no choice but to reduce their care because the costs are too high. The pandemic had only made things worse for the situation, and the RQRA is calling for the Legault government to intervene. It was a big night last night for Montreal filmmaker Denis Villeneuve's sci-fi movie Dune, which won 6 Academy Awards at last night's Oscars. Dune had the second most nominations, as Villeneuve was up for the Best Adapted Screenplay and Best Picture categories. Fans and critics of the hit movie were shocked when Villeneuve did not get nominated for Best Director. Although Villeneuve was not nominated, Dune still took home the most awards of the night, which included visual effects, production design, editing, original score, and sound. The beginning of this week will be more frigid, as the temperature will drop down to minus 12. As we head into April, we will start to see more of the sunshine over the weekend, as temperatures will be back in the positives. Expect rain towards the end of the week on Thursday and Friday, as the temperature is expected to reach a high of 12 degrees on Thursday and 9 degrees on Friday. That's your news for 11:30. Thanks for listening. For Concordia News, I'm Kayla Melo Costa.